the daughter of a domestic worker, a woman that's been a domestic worker most of her life.
Yeah.
She's 83 at the moment, and she worked for a family in Sea Point. But you know what is so sad about this is that we as the children, we missed out on a mom. And looking at our current situation, my mother's 83 and I'm looking after her. Looking at the current situation in our country and in our province, we have Helen Zille, Premier of the Western Cape. I want to ask, where is the justice for our mothers? Where is the justice? Because, you know, women's work is underpaid.
Mm.
It's undervalued. It's unrecognized.
Mm.
She's 83 and she depends on that pension. You know, this family exploited her to the T. She was their domestic worker. She had to do the cleaning.
Mm.
She was the nurse for the master of the house, because he was a sickly man, so she was his nurse.
Mm.
And then, you know, to on top of that, on a Saturday morning, she sometimes had to go to the other business and work.
Gee.
And the money was atrocious. And still today, you know, if you look at women, women's work is unrecognized, though. It's underpaid, it's undervalued.
Mm.
And you have a premier whose top cabinet officials are men. It's totally disgusting.
Mm.
Gina Mitchell's plane, thank you very much. Well, listen, some very key questions get raised. And also issues of perception, as we mentioned last night when we spoke about that particular issue. Sibongile.
Hi.
Hi, Sibongile. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
It's a great show. Lovely topic that you're talking about.
Thanks.
I just want to talk about my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work for a certain family as a domestic worker. And when the mother of that family passed on, they left the will. And in the will, they left quite a large sum of money for her, as well as royalties to a certain mine that they had.
Wow.
And fortunately, one of the terms in the will was that they had to create a trust, an education trust for her kids and the next generation. And that's how my parents got to benefit in terms of going to school, and that's how we also got to benefit in terms of going to school and to varsity and all of that.
Wow.
So as much as she was not able to spend a lot of time with her kids, which is my mom and my aunt, but fortunately, we all got to benefit in terms of getting an education and going to school and all of that.
Wow,
so it's just a different side of the whole domestic thing.
Yeah, I mean, this, when we raise issues of domestic workers, and rightfully, I think a lot of people call in and talk about how badly domestic workers get treated, but we must also be very careful.
Mm.
In terms of saying, not every domestic worker in this country got treated badly, gets treated badly. And yes, of course, there's a balance, and I think it's important to look at both sides, and we will, and we are. But I mean, that is an amazing story.
Mm. Mm. No, thanks about that.
So touching, and I just think that's really warmed my heart and actually made me quite emotional, because I wish that we could all do something like that, because I do think that the one thing that has been raised tonight that I think is just as ignored as the children who are raised by domestic workers, or the children who are left behind by domestic workers.
Definitely.
And I think your story kind of gives some kind of a way to see that we're taking care of each other. Even though the situations aren't ideal, we're taking care of each other and each other's children in some way. Thank you so much for that.
Lovely, okay. Lovely story, Spongile. Thank you. Thanks a lot, eh?
Okay.
Have a good evening. Lebohang, Soweto, hi.
Hi, Kino. How are you?
Very good. You?
I'm very well, thanks. I called you about 8 years ago, like when you were
Have you been holding all the time?
Sorry?
Have you been holding all the time? Or oh, you mean
yes. No, but you were doing it so on adoption about 8 years ago, and I think I called
yes,
you.
Yes, 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 yes. That's true.
But anyway, I was adopted by a white family in 91, and my sister had two domestic workers, and my parents, their parents had two domestic workers. But one of the stories that I can remember is just after our parents died, well, my English and Afrikaans wasn't too good, so everything that we said she had to directly translate. But that's where, that's like just one of the stories that I remember. But otherwise, they were like mothers to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the people who appreciate the Gogos in the family more than anybody else are the children.
But you've got quite an interesting dynamic there, being adopted and then having a nanny as well. So it's kind of like, it's quite interesting.
Was it interesting? How interesting was that for you?
Being adopted.
Being adopted and then having...
Well, at the time, well, you know, it wasn't even 94 yet, like preschool and first years of primary school wasn't like the hottest years of our lives, but... We ended up growing out of it and growing into it, sort of thing. So it was just the norm, because that's what we lived. We didn't know anything else to live by or anything, you know.
Wow. Lebogang.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for the call, man.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for listening.
No, always. Great story. Bongani in Johannesburg. Hi, Bongani.
Kino.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
You know, this was a good break, because I'm so pissed off with Helen Zille, but let me talk about important things and leave Helen alone.
Leave Helen alone now, everybody. People must leave Julius alone and Helen alone tonight. Okay, maybe a bit later we can dig into both of them if you want to. But
I just want to say, you know, this topic has touched me. It has made me to just reflect that it's true, we leave our kids with these individuals. But I wish that our stories should not be how appreciative we are when we reflect back at how they've raised us, they've raised our kids. I think the future stories must be what has been our contribution to their lives. And my appeal to South Africans who are fortunate enough to have domestic workers, I believe the story has a meaning and a better meaning when at the end of the day the appreciation is also being extended to the giver.
Yep.
And I just want to say, you know, I love the topic, but there's been, the scale is tilted the other way. And what I'm learning as an individual is I want to contribute to tilt it the other way, and I'm inviting everyone who's listening, who have participated, to say it becomes a better story when this domestic worker retires and she can also go back and physically say, this is something that I have worked for, this is the appreciation.
Like with Spongi there earlier, where they...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I would not pride myself to relate a story of how good they were. It's job half done.
No, for sure. But, I mean, listen, you open up a show like this, and the show is only as good as the people who call in. And I think a lot of... the calls that we got was people really appreciating, for starters, and appreciation is the least that one could do. So I'm just challenging all
of us. I'm involving myself. I think we can raise this bar better, because most of these people, if not all of them, come from the less fortunate. There's a guy who called from Alexander. You know, I'm a black individual, I've got a domestic worker. I'm just reflecting. I mean, if I've got a guy who is 38 years of age, and then who says, you know, I haven't had time to sit with my mother. I mean, it really touches me to say some of us prioritize holidays than these people, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying sometimes it calls for us for me, what I've learned in this show is that I'm not doing enough, and I want to do enough, and that's what I've learned.
We can all do more. We can all do a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids to tell how good Gogo was, but I want Gogo to say, you know what, it was worth it for me to raise those kids.
Exactly.
And I think you've just kind of re-challenged me, I think, as well, in the sense that perhaps just chatting about it isn't enough, you know. Perhaps more can be done. Perhaps I could have done more. I know I could have done more, but perhaps I can do more in my own future with my own children and my own domestic workers and their lives.
Yeah. No, all of us can.
That's my learning. But thanks, eh?
Very good points raised there, Bongani. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still angry with Helen. I won't phone you today, some other day.
But listen,
I want to be constructive when I engage her, and I hope she's listening. She's not Julia's age, but let me not spoil this good show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bongani. There's a first. Hey, someone not wanting to dig into someone else. That was really cool. But it's going to start off to 11:30. Mbuso, hi.
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 Geez, this topic is very, very touchy. And when everyone actually talks about a domestic worker, it reminds me of my time when I was growing up. My mom was not a stay-in domestic worker. So she used to travel every morning and come back in the evening. So she would like wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and then be ready to go and take an LS bus in the township towards town or to the suburb where she used to work. And then me and my brothers, we used to take turns because from the house we were staying in to the bus stop was probably almost like 2 kilometers. And we actually had to walk with my mom to the bus stop, you know. And then most times I used to hate it when it was like raining and it was my turn to actually wake up and actually accompany my mom to the bus stop, you know. So, yeah, sometimes this topic actually brings those certain moments where you actually really give. I had to wake up in the morning and actually accompany her, you know, whether it was winter or summer, and that used to happen from Monday to Saturday. Fortunately for us, on Saturday she used to knock off like early, like 3 o'clock, and then maybe we'll spend some time. But, I mean, Monday to Friday, you know, the only time we're going to see her, it's in the morning when it is your turn to actually walk her to the bus stop, and then in the evening you won't actually see her until she wakes you up. Hey, it's your time to walk me up to the bus stop.
Oh, man.
You know? So, yeah.
When you think about it, Mbuso, how do you feel?
And again, it saddens me, you know, but in a way, I mean, you actually think, I mean, I'm coming from, I mean, we were 8 at home, so it's a big family, and then, well, I'm well off now, even my brothers and sisters, you know, we stay in suburbs and all that, you know, and that actually makes you feel, geez, I mean, like, the complex that I'm staying in, sometimes when I'm waking up in the morning, driving towards the gym, I often see the mothers waiting to actually, for the gate to open, you know. And it reminds me of the times. So, geez, this used to be my mom back then, you know. And really, I'm like thinking, you know, with the suburb that I'm staying in now, they're probably in the radius of about 25 kilometers. In fact, even more than 25 kilometers, there's a township. So you actually think that, so this lady or this woman actually woke up so early. You know, every time when I see that those memories just come rolling in, and it says, wow, this used to be my mom, and I wonder, I mean, who did she leave behind, or is it the same similar situation that I grew up in, you know, and then for how long is she going to be working, and how long has she been doing this thing, you know, and then her kids actually appreciating what she's doing for them, the people that she's working for actually appreciating what she's doing, and then do they really sometimes think and understand where she's coming from, and then what she's gone through before she comes to work in the morning, you know, with the crime and everything else happening, you know, and I'm sure that all of these lovely mothers, they are fearful, you know, leaving their homes in the morning and walking in darkness to actually go in and leaving it at other people, you know, and some, you know, and next to nothing, you know. So it is sad sometimes, yet at the same time, you actually think, well, it is a job. She had to look after her family, you know, if it means that risking her life and waking up in the morning, risking the cold and risking all the sicknesses, you know, just to keep other families warm. So it is,
you know, You know, I think what you're highlighting there is, I think, something that I that I don't understand fully, because I don't think I wasn't left behind by my domestic worker. I think what springs to mind for me is that you might be feeling incredibly resentful towards someone like me, because your mother was coming to me to take care of me, and perhaps you wanted her to kind of stay with you.
No, actually, not necessarily resentful, you know, but, you know, sometimes you see these things in the malls, and then you see these young kids with domestic workers or gogos, like you put it. Mm. And then you see them being rude to them. And then you actually think, geez, what? Do these kids actually know that this woman, this mother, is having other kids elsewhere, you know, who are crying, who are wishing to spend time with her? But here she is in the malls, pushing trolleys, pushing prams and everything else. And then the kids that she's looking after are actually treating her like SH1T, you know. Mm. And then you actually wonder, really, is it fair, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So not necessarily that, therefore, you actually say, wow, I resent people like you, you know, actually we're staying with our mothers and actually being brought up by them. But really, when it comes to those bad things that they actually do to them, it's what actually raises questions, really. Do they really deserve to be treated like that?
Of course they don't.
Also
nobody deserves to be treated like that.
Yeah,
nobody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Guys, it is a nice show, but yeah, it was very, very touchy, I must say.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mbuso.
All right, then.
Have a good evening, hey. Thanks,
you
man.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Jonathan in Johannesburg. Hi.
Hi, Kino. Thanks for a wonderful show and the topics that you bring up. I tell you what, I don't even watch TV anymore. I just wait for your show. Much more entertaining and much more intellectual. I've got a couple of anecdotes for you.
Mm-hmm.
In the mid-60s, my dad took our domestic and her sister, and they were the first two black women to be get driver's license in Soweto, and still on the Rand Daily Mail front page, and she's still got the clipping. And, of course, she's been in the family a long time, and what we did eventually is we bought a house in Tembisa. We, of course, had to get her a car because that goes with it. And she still comes to work twice a week, although she's been 40 years. And both my boys grew up and they had to. Their language at home was Zulu.
Mm.
They were not allowed to speak any other language in the house other than Zulu. Oh. And, of course, they can phone today and they can speak on a phone and people think that they are Zulu. It's the other way around, but you know, they had a bit of a hard time at school and this, you know, kind of booty stuff. And I said, ignore that, don't worry. One day, when this all turns around, they're going to be working for those people that they, you know, putting in and giving a hard time. And I said, it's going to come back to them. And the harder they give it, the harder they're going to get it back. So justice has taken its
little did they know that it would all turn around. And they'd have to deal with it.
Oh, my father believed that implicitly. I mean, you know, we were often troubled. Lights in the house in the middle of the night, knock on the door to see what's going on. That sort of slight intimidation, but, you know, didn't bother us at all. We knew it would come to an end.
Thank you very much, Jonathan in Johannesburg. Elizabeth in Sunwood Park.
Kina, I just want to say to you, there is also a happy side to people and their domestic workers. Mm. I have two sons and their families who now live in other countries. They each had a domestic worker, at least each family. They built them a house. They educated their children. They have left them lifelong pensions. And when they come out to this country on holidays, they shower them with gifts. They give them a holiday as well. And they're in touch with them all the time. And I mean, both these domestic workers were only like 60, 61, the two of them, when they retired them, which is much earlier than a lot of other people retire. And they have been left so well off. As I say, a house, a pension, their kids educated, the lot. So there is a different love for domestic workers.
And that's what our previous caller was talking about, you know, at the end of the day, being able to show something for what you've done.
Yes, they can, and they're
wonderful.
In constant touch with them from overseas still. As I say, when they come out here, They treat them royally. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
Awesome.
And I mean, and even their house fire insurances are paid for them by my children.
Mm.
That's brilliant.
So, just to show there is another side.
And those are the sides, you know, they're different sides to every particular issue, and we've seen all of them tonight.
Yes.
And it's, this is a wonderful side.
And as I say, I just can't believe it myself when I see how they shower them with love and everything still.
There we go.
I think that's fantastic that people are being, you know, cared for in such a great way and shown.
Because they, I think they realize, you know, this person was also my
yeah.
mother when
yeah.
I grew up and gave me the love and gave me the attention and knew what I wanted when before I even knew I needed it.
Yeah, and it's fantastic how we care for each other in different ways. I just think that's wonderful.
Rob is in Plattekloof. Hello, Rob.
Morning, how are you, Kina?
Good evening, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Kina, I'm a 52-year-old white male.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to pass three comments about domestic workers, which people just maybe give a bit of enlightenment, have to give a bit of enlightenment.
Yeah.
I live in Cape Town, and I often wonder, these people that live in Khayelitsha and work in these fancy houses in Bishop's Court or maybe at the fancy hotels at the waterfront, I often wonder at the mental gear change they have to do from coming from their abodes in Khayelitsha or wherever, going to these fantastic places to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, going back at 8 o'clock at night, back. I wonder how they do it. That's the first comment.
Mm.
The second comment I'd like to pass is, as a white South African male, I often wonder if people appreciate the intellect of their domestic workers. I can speak two languages, and I speak a spattering of a third European language. But my domestic worker can speak English, Afrikaans, and maybe three or four African languages. And I just wonder if people realize the intellect that's involved with their workers. The third comment I want to pass is I go to restaurants fairly often, and I watch these parties, and they come in there, and they spend R1,000 on a meal, and I often think, on this one meal, you're spending more than you're paying your domestic worker in a month. Shame on you.
Nice. You know, those are very, very thought-provoking. I mean, the first one, once again, from the opulence to sometimes the squalor on a daily basis.
You don't realize what we've got with domestic workers. I live alone. I have a three-bedroom house. I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for my domestic, who I love dearly, and I help their family, I help her family whenever I can, and that's not to say I'm good. It's to say, my God, we can do so much more for them.
Mm.
Very good points, Rob. Awesome call.
Thank
Have
you.
A nice evening.
Thank
you. You too. That's Rob in Plattekloof. My word. Are we going to wrap up? We've got Yvonne, and we'll wrap up with Yvonne next. I just want to thank, of course, yourself, Jana, for coming through and introducing this topic. You contacted us and said, hey, can we do this? I was asked about it this morning. I said, definitely. It'll be a cool topic. So, absolutely
thank
wonderful.
You.
Okay, we'll give Zandi a chance as well. So Zandi and Yvonne in wrapping up this issue and then just opening up the lines generally until midnight.
The Voices of 702.
5 kilos.
Very good shape.
Take on.
Eternal optimist.
Quite a bit behind.
Some are incredible. Some are inspiring. All of them are back tomorrow with Conoco Minolta. Get to 702.co.za for more details.
Water. Precious and expensive. Manage water consumption in your garden better by installing Gardena drip irrigation line and cut your water bill down to size. With minimal water evaporation, easy installation and a consistent flow of water to your plants, the benefits will soon show in your healthy flower beds and purse. Gardena. Live your garden.
Whether you drive a lean, mean street machine or an all-terrain conqueror, what good are they if you don't have the right tyres? Get to Tyres 2000 and drive away with the best prices, best service and only the best brands. Plus, if you come in now, we'll throw in a free wheel alignment check. Call 011-626-2800 for your nearest Tyres 2000 branch.
Are you looking for a more efficient, reliable, and safe source of energy? Alva Gas has everything you're looking for. With Alva, you're guaranteed a range of top-quality international standard gas products. From reliable lamps to a range of contemporary barbecues and portable camping showers. Superb engineering ensures modern, compact design that guarantees safety and easy-to-use gas products. Choose the safer, more cost-effective option that you can rely on. Call 086-100-ALVA or visit alva.co.za. Alva, life's a gas.
A shirt with wet patches and stains under the arms, wet, clammy hands, and smelly feet are uncomfortable and embarrassing for a person who sweats excessively. Perspirex is scientifically formulated to treat overactive sweat glands, or simply acts as an antiperspirant for people who want to stay dry. Perspirex is so strong and effective that it's only applied every 3 days. Available as a roll-on or a hand and foot lotion, Perspirex is sold in leading pharmacies.
9,000 people have already entered the Discovery 702 Walk the Talk. That's 18,000 tackies and counting. Entries are limited, so enter today and make sure you're counted in too. Visit 702.co.za or call 011-2702-702 for more info. Discovery, making people healthier. The Discovery 702 Walk the Talk, proudly hosted by the City of Joburg, a world-class African city.
You're listening to Talk at 9 with Kino Cummings on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM. Email us now on kino@702.co.za.
Domestic workers. Could have been your mother that left early in the morning to look after someone else. You could have been on the receiving end, being raised by a domestic worker, and those are the stories that we were sharing for the last hour and a half. I think it's been absolutely phenomenal. It's been better than a lot of this political skopskit and donner that we always do. I'm not saying we're never going to do it, because we love doing it, but we need a change, and what a change it's been. So, Yvonne in Germiston.
Hello, Kino.
Hi, Yvonne.
How are you?
I'm well, man. Yourself?
Good. I just want to share a little bit of my aunt's story as a domestic worker.
Mm-hmm.
She was a domestic worker nearly all her life.
Yeah.
And the master happened to pass away, you know, and she carried on, and, you know, but there were times where she could see she was tired and her feet were swollen, and but she, you know, persisted in that.
Yeah.
Eventually, the mother of the family passed away, and my aunt had to leave her job.
Mm.
And, you know, she got worried. She was hit by a stroke and she was in hospital and she had to go back. She didn't even have a home because she spent most of her life there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know whether it's God who's great or the people who she was working for were wonderful. After a year or so, my dad got a call from one of the daughters of the people she used to work for. Apparently they left a will for her. They bought her a house, a big house. Today she's got a home whereby after she left hospital and that, she had a home. But now the sad part is, okay, she had a home, she had money that was left for her, but the sad part is her children, that she never had time for them.
Yeah.
They know where. They're there, but they don't have a future. They never went to school because she spent most of the time of her time working for those people. You know, I thought I should share this as well. It was a good thing that they left her something, but it's a bad thing that her children are nobodies today. Because she never had time for them.
You know, I mean, obviously from her side, she worked for her children.
Yes.
I mean, had she not worked, she'd be at home.
True.
And no one would be fed.
And no one would be fed.
Yeah, you know, the feeding part and all, even myself, I benefited from that because each time I used to go and visit her, they used to give us what we call eau claire and that, you know, we used to wear and that. But her children, what I'm trying to say, she never had time for her children.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That's why maybe they resisted to go to school. She tried her best, but maybe if she was there with them, I mean, for them, there would have been somewhere today.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, but thank you.
Well, thanks for sharing both sides there, Yvonne.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yvonne in Germiston. Go to Zandi in Malapo in Soweto. How are you doing, Zandi?
I'm good, thanks. Can I hear you?
Very lucky, man.
Thanks for the detour. It's very refreshing. But I just want to speak to Gina, student to student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think your topic is very, very good, hey, because it speaks to the very heart of our society.
Thank you.
With mothers being the pulse of the society. And I think historically it raises some very interesting points about the strength of the woman And then another thing that it touches, or it could touch, is the subject of reconciliation amongst the youth. You know, because for long now, some of us, we didn't understand why our mothers had to leave us and go to work for, you know, raise other kids, you know. So it really, I find it very, very intellectually stimulating. And I just wish you the best. I wish they'd give you a distinction or something. Are you using, is this a qualitative or a quantitative study?
It's a qualitative study, and thank you so much for your enthusiasm about it. I'm hoping for a distinction, but, you know, it's more important for me that people start thinking about these issues than the mark I'm going to get at the end of the day.
Exactly. That's what I like the topic, because you're opening up spaces that were previously closed. You
exactly.
Know? Some people didn't raise these questions, and it's very interesting for the youth of today to be engaging about these things. And I really wish you well. I think your primary sources will serve you very well, you know.
Thank you so much.
It's an interesting topic. Why didn't I think of it? I wish you the best. And, you know, thanks for the detour. Oh, enough about politics.
God, Tommy, I totally agree with you, Zandi.
Thank you.
Have a nice one, Zandi. Thanks for the call.
I will. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, bye. Moncho, Montana, hi.
Kia.
Hey.
How are you, lad?
Sorted, and you?
I'm sorted.
Good.
Viva to all the domestic workers, not politics, eh?
Viva domestic workers, viva! Panzi-zilla, Panzi! Panzi malema, Panzi! Anyway, yeah.
Hello, the Panzi. Now, I just want to say, you know, I'm just grateful that we really appreciate the domestic workers. They're doing what our parents and I are able to do because of their biggest pleasure. And let's just respect and love them because they know what they're doing.
Mm.
And I just want to be grateful that I was raised by one. I'm a very young guy. I'm achieving a lot in life because I've been taught from a domestic worker. I would call her my mother because she taught me what's wrong and what's right.
Absolutely.
And I would never look down upon them. They will always be my parents.
Mm.
And I'm just grateful that I had one that knew what she was doing when she was raising me.
Yeah.
I'm grateful, Kino.
Moncho, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, lad.
Have a good one. Here we go. Moncho in Montana. Now, I am having a look at Jana over here, and I don't think she's ever been up this late. What, say you're looking tired?
At all. Yeah, and I'm trying so hard to look alive and sparkly.
Is that why your one eye's closed? But Jana, listen, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very much for coming through and, well, actually giving us the opportunity. We're not going to take credit for this topic, not me, not anybody. You take credit for it because it's the work that you're doing, and I think it's absolutely awesome.
Thank you so much for the platform to do it on. I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. I mean, just it was a no-brainer when it was put to me today. I said absolutely, without a doubt, and it's a no-brainer. Absolutely, wonderful topic. It's a place that we should have gone in the past, I think. Why didn't we think of it? I have to ask that question as well. But thank you for thinking of it and presenting it to us.
And thank you to the listeners and everyone who called in, and I hope everyone thinks about it.
No, awesome. Well, Jana van der Merwe, you're going to be hearing about it. She's going to be, as soon as we have another election, she's going to be Minister of the Department of Psychology, because I'm sure they'll find another department to start up. But yeah, Jana, thanks a lot. And thanks for all your calls and all the bits and pieces of your life that you shared with us today as well, which is much appreciated. France in Johannesburg. Hello.
Hello, Kino.
Hi, France.
Hi, man. Jana really does something like a conciliation committee tonight, because this matter had to be addressed for a long time.
Mm.
More than 60 years ago, a young girl took care of me,
yeah.
And her name was Nana in the Nelspruit area. And I have never had any touch with her since then, but in the last time I've been thinking of her a lot and wondered how she was and where she was. So I'm just saying tonight, Nana, thank you, Ma Nana, thank you very much for everything you did for me, and I wish my spirit will be connecting with yours and that you would know that I'm thankful today for what you did for me. Thank you, Kino. Thank you, Jana. That's lovely.
Thank you, France.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm going to do more of these type of shows. Huh? Ah, Dr. Phil, I got the bald head. you need just you to do the psychological thingy, because I know absolutely bugger all about psychology. I'll just sit there and talk crap, and you can do the whole psychological.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yes. Okay. It's I've got Mhleli, I think it is. Mhleli, hi.
Yes, good evening, Kino. Good evening, Yara.
Good evening, hi.
Excellent topic.
Thanks.
Very emotional, I'm afraid, but excellent nonetheless. My point is just this. I think that home executives or housewives who raise their own children are doing a tremendously important job at it. And if I were to raise the comparison between them and domestic workers, bearing in mind that there isn't a manual that you can go to say this is how you raise children.
Yep.
But they do it in a way that only talent can give. I just have immense respect for that. The fact that these women, and they're juggling between two homes. I mean, they've got their own homes where they've got to try and raise their own children.
Yep.
At the same time raise other children that are not of their own. That for me just takes, I don't know what. You've got to have a specific skill and talent to do it. And I can only say my utmost respect.
I think it's talent, experience and love, really.
But you know what? It's difficult raising your own children. You know, I'm a father, I'm a single father of two children. It's difficult raising your own children. Imagine children of someone else.
That is so, I mean, just yesterday.
Someone else who used to oppress you.
Yeah.
You know, and raising them well. You know, it's just, I don't know. It takes special kind of talent to do that. That on its own. And, sure. You know, you raised earlier the question about intellect and so on, and I think, you know, it really goes a long way, because human relations is not the interaction between human beings is not an easy thing on its own. I mean, that's why we have people who are at war with each other all over the world. But here you have, particularly in this country, where you have people from different cultural backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, but they interact so well and are able to, for the domestic employee to come out of her environment, out of her religious and cultural environment, into another, and to be able to fit in and raise those children. I don't know. It takes, out of words.
Well, I don't know. I'm clearly, I had to do the sex talk yesterday.
Yeah.
Explain.
Wow.
You know, and I'm a single dad as well, so I'm like, okay, this is what it's all about. And I don't know if you've reached that point yet, but
fortunately not yet.
Dude, good luck.
My daughter is three, so.
Good luck. Hey, good luck. That's all I can say to you. And you can imagine what people who have to do this with children that aren't even their own eventually become their own, really.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, Kino, it is, I don't know, it is. This is so emotional for me, and really, really, congratulations, man. You brought us something that really takes us aback. It makes you think. It makes you look back. If you were a child of a domestic employee, you look back. If you were a child of a family who had a domestic employee, you were raised by one, it makes you look back as well. So you've got two angles here that are looking at this.
And the third angle, clearly, is if you currently have a domestic worker, hopefully this has given you a bit of a rethink if you didn't think about it in the first place.
Yes, definitely. There was a gentleman who also called and said, you know what, this really means you have to look back as well and look at the other angle and say, what do I give back?
Exactly.
And I think that is very, very important. So, but thank you for the show, because we wouldn't have been raising these questions. I think we have overlooked this so much.
Well,
you know, you just get a domestic employee and you say, well, I've covered this gap and that's it. And you go on with your life as though nothing happened.
Well, what's the least I can pay her that I can get away with?
Exactly.
That type of stuff. You know, what's the minimum wage? Okay, let's do a rand more and we feel better about ourselves. That's nonsense. But yeah. Mhlele, thank you so much, man, and good luck being a single dad, eh? We should start a club.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have a show on that and let's start a club.
And then we'll get together with the Single Moms Club at some stage. Nah, too much trouble. Mhlele, have a good one.
Likewise, Kina. Thank you. And good luck with your masters.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your comments.
Oh, Jana, you are a blinking legend. Thanks. Thanks a lot. You got the coolest laugh in the world. Let's laugh again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, thank you so much. As she blushes. Okay. Jana van der Merwe joining us on Talk at 9 and Talk Radio 7.
You can't do this.
We'll wrap up next.
Reedy DiRecco, Monday to Friday, 9 to noon.
What happened last Wednesday?
The president was one of only three that knew I should not take the oath.
You are the deputy president of the republic. Your name gets called in and you sit down. What sort of reaction did the ANC expect the public to have to something like that?
It was only on the previous evening.
Is there not a part of you that is saying, ish?
I miss parliament. Psychologically, I've been ready for anything.
That's why I'm better.
Reedy DiRecco on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station.
Would you like to create balance in your life? Would you like to know how to get more out of your day and still have me time? If your answers to these questions are yes, join me, Nolien, of SABC's Free Talk Daily from the 11th to the 15th of May for the Redox Week of Herbal Wellbeing. Each day on my show, experts will uncover easy ways to relax, revive, and restore your sense of well-being. Brought to you by Radar. Radar, for your herbal well-being.
Stop! H&T Furnishers are having a massive renovation sale. Appliances, bedding, and furniture marked down to clear. Over 3 million rands worth of stock must be sold at ridiculous prices. So get there as soon as possible. That's H&T Furnishers at 280 Corlett Drive, Bramley Gardens, or call 887-5456. H&T Furnishers, your complete home.
Debbie, I heard that we can expect the worst aphid attack ever on our conifers and roses this year.
Yes. The unseen aphid attack has already started its devastating work.
Oh, dear.
And unless you start now with Effecto insecticide granules for root absorption, together with Effecto aphicide concentrate for leaf spray, your plants will suffer ruin by spring.
So I must apply the Effecto insecticide granules and Effecto aphicide from now until August twice monthly.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. I'm off now for my Effecto products.
Theodore, you can't go out wearing a belt and braces.
Oh, yes, I can.
I have a title to uphold. Best pensioner of the
pensioner?
Year.
Pensioner? Our pension was late this month.
Don't remind me. The funds administration system crashed.
Times are tough, Edna. We can't take any risks.
The bridge ladies say the fund's getting a new system from MIP. It can't crash because there's full recovery built into MIP software. That's how you venture without risk, Theodore. Theodore?
I threw out the belt and braces because there's nothing to lose.
You're not going out like that, Theodore.
Venture without risk, Edna.
Stability gives you freedom. MIP. We make solutions, no problem.
You're listening to Talk at 9 with Kino Cummies on Talk Radio 702, your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM. Call Kino now on 011-883-0702.
Okay, what I'm doing now is I'm just opening up the lines until like 12 o'clock, which leaves you with about 8 minutes, okay, to call in. If you want to, if you've been itching to talk about that moron. Now, I can't call people morons, but, I mean, you know, I'm sure, and I wasn't referring to Helen Zille. I can't believe that politicians haven't learned how to grow up. What I think everybody on both sides of this little cat fight needs to do is take off their nappies, okay? Flush it down a bloody toilet and get on with the issues that you're supposed to be getting on with. Number one, if you're a member of the Youth League, how about doing something for the youth for a change? Isn't that a good idea? Hey, can you imagine? Could you imagine the Youth League actually saying, oh, hold on, hey, comrade, let's do something for the youth in the country. Ooh, now that would be fresh. And then Alan Ziller, instead of focusing so much time on Jacob Zuma, Madam Premier, do us a favour and get working in the West. I'm quite sure you are getting working in the Western Cape like you have in the city of Cape Town. Did a good job, but for crying out loud. Hey? Zip it. Do your work and leave everybody else to do their own thing. I'm sorry. I'm just so sick and tired of all this juvenile nonsense that I hear between all sorts of politicians. And then Kasatu comes in. Oh no, Julius can't be smarter than us. We need to jump in as well. Really? Oh, my kid at school, 7 years old, is more matured. Even during a fight. Now, isn't that scary? I was saying to him, son, when you're 8, maybe you should get into politics. You'd probably do a bloody better job. Gee whiz. Sorry, I needed to rant. Whew. There we go. Let's go to Bongani in Johannesburg.
Kino, it's me again.
Well, and I wonder why you're calling.
Kino, I just want to tell you. During the election, Helen spoke about the issue of Stop Zuma.
Mm.
You know, it really... I was very hurt about the way, the manner, the fashion of which Helen did it.
Mm.
And I really thought it wasn't just out of order.
Mm.
It was above campaigning. But you know what? I pardoned Helen. I said, look, being a difficult campaigning, but what she has done to the president, you know, for me, I'm pleading to South Africans, let us not be hypocrites. We've got the president that was democratically elected.
Mm.
We need to respect him. I don't care, that woman has provoked all the democratic forces. I, for one, will make sure that Helen Zille pays for her disrespect to the office that we respect so much.
No, but hold on.
The institution,
yeah.
What many people have fought for.
Bongani, Chief, while I think, you know, President and everybody else deserves a lot of respect, I ain't going to be kissing the President's or the Presidency's behind. I think we respect the Presidency and we allow the Presidency to deliver, and we need to be critical as the media and as society, civil society, and we don't bow down and say, oh glorious one, you can never do a thing wrong. I think obviously we need to be fair with the way we deal with the presidency and every other office in this country.
Kino, you can be constructive and be respectful.
Yes.
If you behave like a hooligan, as Helen is seemingly behaving, we will react.
No, but I mean, how? When you say react, what do you mean, Bongani?
I'm saying we will defend this institution.
Okay.
Now, the fact of life is that this institution, this democracy, didn't just come. And I have a problem. I look at many, many other democracies in the world. People respect the office of the president. I'm not saying we're not going to criticize. We're going to criticize, but we're going to be respectful. Now, you know, people can talk about Julius as one, but age has a lot. This woman, for me, I'm very disappointed and pissed off.
Okay,
Bongs, as a premier, she's acting out of order. I mean, as much as we have to respect her as a premier, she must start respecting the president of this country. I don't give a heck how she may feel personally about him.
Now, Bongs, do me a favor, dude. Either, if you're not driving, a triple whiskey with a bit of lime or some sugar water. I understand where you're coming from. I wouldn't do anything rash. I wouldn't tell anybody that we're going to get people back. For it's counterproductive, never mind counter-revolutionary. It's just counterproductive saying, we're going to get you back for what you said. I think we all need to engage people. And speaking of engaged, can you imagine this marriage? Do you, Helen, take Julius to be your lawfully wedded... Anyway, you have a good evening. He's laughing. There you go. Have a good evening. Bongs. Cheers. There we go. They make a wonderful marriage. I'd love to be a fly on the blinking wall there. Katie McDonald coming up, but we're not done yet. I'll still need to say goodbye.
In the last 24 hours, what's happened in your world?
New Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan is downplaying concerns that a bloated executive is costing the country far too much money. Reports suggest President Jacob Zuma's new cabinet will cost the taxpayer an estimated 1 billion rand, while the Finance Minister says...
We're still in the process of setting up an effective state. Let's be frank, this is going to cost money.
24 hours a day, Eyewitness News. In touch, in tune, and independent. From your number one news and talk station, Talk Radio 702.
This is Jane, getting ready to exercise.
Okay, chicken in the oven, check. Favorite TV show on, check. Kids upstairs studying, check.
Across town, Kate is also getting ready to exercise.
Come on!
Well, Kate is stuck in traffic on her way to gym. This is Jane 30 minutes later.
What a great workout. And dinner's ready.
And this is Kate, waiting her turn on the treadmill. Call Fitness Direct on 080 Fitness and enjoy the benefits of a home gym. Fitness Direct, quality fitness equipment with great service.
Purchase a new Mercedes-Benz at yesterday's prices. This is because Mercedes-Benz Constantia Kloof, Bryanston, Northcliff, Rosebank and Sandton purchase stock valued at over 120 million rand to ensure you are protected from the hike. While stocks last, that is. Get to Mercedes-Benz Constantia Kloof, Bryanston, Northcliff, Rosebank or Sandton today. Offer valid on selected models. Terms and conditions apply.
Skynet Worldwide Express is the largest black economic-empowered South African-owned courier company. With 18 offices nationally and 1,115 worldwide, Skynet Worldwide Express provides courier services to more than 2,500 corporate companies. So, if you are part of corporate South Africa and require a reliable courier service, call 011-571-4886 or visit skynet.co.za. Skynet Worldwide Express. Small enough to care, big enough to deliver.
There's nothing like an African sunset. Honey, maybe we should sit on the patio and unwind with a glass of wine.
Great idea.
What? That couch belonged to your mom.
Actually, first it was my grandmother's who handed it down to my aunt, then to my mom, and eventually down to me.
Enjoy patio living in style. Get quality patio furniture and accessories from Patio Warehouse. Visit us in Randburg and Cape Town or go to patiowarehouse.co.za. Patio Warehouse, Africa's largest selection of patio furniture and accessories.
Your number one news and talk station. Talk Radio 702 on 92.7 and 106 FM. With Talk at 9 with Kino Cummies.
Ian Crew. Hey, it would be a marriage, wouldn't it? I mean, can you imagine a fly could become a news reporter?
I just want to ask one question.
Yeah.
A marriage made in where and what?
Not even purgatory, my friend.
Certainly not purgatory.
Damn straight to hell, I reckon.
Good straight I have a problem with.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, you can find your way to health pretty skew as well if you like. It's a minute past midnight. Katie McDonald, good luck with all the callers we just instigated your way. Katie McDonald up next. I'll see you tomorrow, 9 to midnight, and Talk at 9.